Prueba terminal específica de certificación. Nivel avanzado. Convocatoria ordinaria junio 2014. Comprensión oral. Task 1. Listen to the 9 news bulletin and choose the right answer for each of the news items. Write the appropriate letter A, B or C in the box provided below, as shown in the example. You will hear each news item twice before moving on to the next one. You will have 3 minutes to read all the options before the recording starts. Example.
Welcome to 9 News. I'm Melida Barbie, standing in for Abby Daniels. More than a million people were unable to make phone calls, text messages, or even use internet on Wednesday afternoon. More on this.
Now listen again. Example.
Welcome to 9 News. I'm Melida Barbie, standing in for Abby Daniels. More than a million people were unable to make phone calls, text messages, or even use internet on Wednesday afternoon. More on this.
News item 1.
1.6 million of Visa's cell phone clients were affected by a failure in the system's IP network service late Wednesday. Many were also left without internet. The Telecommunications Superintendent's Office will require the ISA to indemnify all those who were financially affected. The ISA is analyzing the problem and will announce how they plan to compensate their clients.
Now listen again. News item 1.
1.6 million of Visa's cell phone clients were affected by a failure in the system's IP network service late Wednesday. Many were also left without internet. The Telecommunications Superintendent's Office will require the ISA to indemnify all those who were financially affected. The ISA is analyzing the problem and will announce how they plan to compensate their clients.
News item 2.
Big surf and high tides are expected as of Friday. Once again, there is a green alert for 14 regions of the Pacific, which include Golfito, Osa, Esparza, Punta Arenas, and Nicoya.
Now listen again. News item 2.
Big surf and high tides are expected as of Friday. Once again, there is a green alert for 14 regions of the Pacific, which include Golfito, Osa, Esparza, Punta Arenas, and Nicoya.
News item 3.
Because Costa Rican pre-Columbian spheres could be declared a UNESCO heritage, efforts are being made to restore them. Of the 25 spheres studied at different farms in the southern region, 13 were found in poor condition, 7 in a mediocre state, and 5 in excellent conditions. Erosion and weather are the leading causes for the deterioration of these spheres. However, the sculptor, Jorge Jiménez de Heredia, has made a call to action to preserve them.
Now listen again. News item 3.
Because Costa Rican pre-Columbian spheres could be declared a UNESCO heritage, efforts are being made to restore them. Of the 25 spheres studied at different farms in the southern region, 13 were found in poor condition, 7 in a mediocre state, and 5 in excellent conditions. Erosion and weather are the leading causes for the deterioration of these spheres. However, the sculptor, Jorge Jiménez de Heredia, has made a call to action to preserve them.
News item 4.
6 months after the anti-tobacco law was passed, no smoking signs have yet to be posted in public parks and bus stops. Many people feel they can smoke in a public park because it is an open area. Others are unaware that it is against the new law to smoke in these areas. Supporters of the new law feel many disrespect it is because the fines are not applied as should be. Members of the National Anti-Tobacco Network question the Health Ministry's inability to place the new law in action.
Now listen again. News item 4.
6 months after the anti-tobacco law was passed, no smoking signs have yet to be posted in public parks and bus stops. Many people feel they can smoke in a public park because it is an open area. Others are unaware that it is against the new law to smoke in these areas. Supporters of the new law feel many disrespect it is because the fines are not applied as should be. Members of the National Anti-Tobacco Network question the Health Ministry's inability to place the new law in action.
News item 5.
The United Nations Special Commander on the Sale of Children, Child Prostitution, and Child Pornography, Najat Mala, met with officials in Guatemala to discuss strategies to fight against trafficking and child exploitation in the Central American nation. According to a 2012 report by the Human Rights Watch, Guatemala is a popular source, transit route, and destination country for children subjected to sex trafficking and forced labor. Its weak and corrupt law enforcement institutions are unable to contain powerful organized crime groups and criminal gangs.
Now listen again. News item 5.
The United Nations Special Commander on the Sale of Children, Child Prostitution, and Child Pornography, Najat Mala, met with officials in Guatemala to discuss strategies to fight against trafficking and child exploitation in the Central American nation. According to a 2012 report by the Human Rights Watch, Guatemala is a popular source, transit route, and destination country for children subjected to sex trafficking and forced labor. Its weak and corrupt law enforcement institutions are unable to contain powerful organized crime groups and criminal gangs.
News item 6.
Two coca growers were killed in Peru's central jungle after a clash with police in a government program to clear illegal plantations in the Huánuco region. Government workers were eradicating coca fields near Monzón as part of the government's special project for the control and reduction of illegal plantations in the Alto Huallaga region, also known as Cora.
Now listen again. News item 6.
Two coca growers were killed in Peru's central jungle after a clash with police in a government program to clear illegal plantations in the Huánuco region. Government workers were eradicating coca fields near Monzón as part of the government's special project for the control and reduction of illegal plantations in the Alto Huallaga region, also known as Cora.
News item 7.
A 100-year-old driver in Los Angeles backed into a crowd outside an elementary school, injuring 11 people, including several children. Police said that Preston Carter, who turns 101 next week, accidentally jumped a curb and crashed into a group of students and parents just after school let out.
Now listen again. News item 7.
A 100-year-old driver in Los Angeles backed into a crowd outside an elementary school, injuring 11 people, including several children. Police said that Preston Carter, who turns 101 next week, accidentally jumped a curb and crashed into a group of students and parents just after school let out.
News item 8.
Tropical storm Isaac, which was slowly weakening over the central part of Louisiana, claimed its first victim. Emergency management officials in Pearl River County said a falling tree struck and killed a tow truck driver who was clearing debris at midnight in Picayune, Mississippi. About 840 people are still without power in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, and Texas.
Thank you for joining us. 9 News keeps you informed. Don't forget to look for us on Facebook as well.
Now listen again. News item 8.
Tropical storm Isaac, which was slowly weakening over the central part of Louisiana, claimed its first victim. Emergency management officials in Pearl River County said a falling tree struck and killed a tow truck driver who was clearing debris at midnight in Picayune, Mississippi. About 840 people are still without power in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, and Texas.
Thank you for joining us. 9 News keeps you informed. Don't forget to look for us on Facebook as well.